Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Now, Mick Wallace joins us for Orange. You can remember his name. Find a good three. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Cosby. Good to be out at Orange today for what looks like a good little program. Eight-race card. A little bit smoky, but I think we'll be fine getting through the program.
All right, the first, a full field. Favourite two, Savvy Valentino, 240. Number three, Dad's Boy, 360. Five, Fox Meat, 370. Four, Eureka Sky, 750. One, La Bichoise, the $8. The other one, Knight Spun, 34.
Numbers in the first, 2, 3, 6, and 5. I just think Savvy Valentino is going to get the right sort of run here in behind the leaders. Dad's Boy's likely to roll forward. You've got the likes of Eureka Sky, another one that likes to stride along freely in front over these staying trips. And I just thought that Savvy Valentino might secure the nice run in behind those two and have the last shot at them. It's his first try at a staying trip over the 2,100 metres, but he's certainly bred to get over the ground, being by Savabil out of the O'Reilly Mare High Fashion, who used to stick on a bit. So I know, look, he's still learning. He does plenty wrong. And I think he needs to learn to settle. He's just expending too much energy in the run at this stage. But I just thought in this grade, he might be able to get away with it. Three Dad's Boy coming off a very strong win here at Orange last time over this distance. I don't think this is any tougher. Does drop a kilo off that victory. He'll make his own luck. Six Night Spun, I thought, was over the odds. She's used to going around in country cups. So I know her recent form's only fair, but she'll just mind her own business out the back, and she should be strong late. And five Fox Beats coming off a pretty good win last start at Canberra when not overly fancied in the market. Caused a bit of a surprise that day when winning, but a repeat of that performance should see him be very competitive. 2, 3, 6, and 5 in the first.
All right, race two. Now we've got a full field here, and the favourite at $1.40, number two, Brazen Gem. Seven, She Smart, 380. Four, AC Dynasty, 420. Number three at all is 31, and 71 or better the rest.
It's easy to see why Brazen Gem's come up short, but I'm just going to put one ahead of it. 7, 2, 4, and 6, going with She Smart. I like this filly's run at Orange last time. Finished fourth behind Kootaloo. And she just came wide in the straight and just gave away a few lengths to the leaders turning for home. And I just really like the way she knuckled down the last little bit. She's got a nice soft draw today. Greg Ryan goes on. And I think she'll just be camped behind the speed. And if there's any chinks in the armour of this this favourite Brazen Gem, who is first up from a spell, she might be able to find them. Brazen Gem debuted at Muswellbrook in the Star Maker back in March of this year. And it wasn't the best to begin, but rocketed home to finish second to Longbottom, then ventured up to Queensland and once again bumped into Longbottom. This time finishing down the track, was spelled, as trialled really well. The most recent trial victory at Kembla. She won by 10 lengths, but she was made to find the line that day. She was ridden out. She was given a good test, and I'm sure she'll be forward enough. For AC Dynasty, here's a stablemate to the favourite here. This filly's had a good education. She's had plenty of trials. Her most recent trial, she set up outside the lead when finishing second to Bring a Gem. She was just nabbed late in that trial. She wasn't asked for the supreme effort. And 6-1 Eye Watching might be best of the rest. Another one that's first up from a spell. 7, 2, 4, and 6.
All right, full field in the third. The favourite one, Zune 8, 225. 3, Modernity, 260. 4 on the floor at 6-5, Rewarded Princess. And also 7, Lucky Luca at 9.50. After that, 19 or better.
Struggle to separate these two favourites. I've gone 1, 3, 7 and 5 in the end, putting a Zune 8 on top. I just thought he was open to more improvement, having only had the one race start where he tried really hard at Wyong, finished fourth to Axe. And he looked to be building revs coming up to the 600-metre mark and then just had his momentum stifled when he checked off heels. I got going again late, was beaten around 3 3/4 lengths. That was only his first run in the race, so he's going to learn plenty from that. He's got a good draw. Greg Ryan on board, I think he'll just position this horse just behind the speed. And he should be hard to beat. 3 Modernity certainly looks the danger. Been placed 3 or 5 overall. She's got the ability to roll forward and make her own luck, just as she did at Goulburn last time in a fillies and mares maiden plate. They went really, really quick in that race. And the fact that she really stuck on and held on to second from Dolphin Watch, who probably had the easier run in transit, I thought there was a lot to like about the run. I don't think they'll go that quick today, and she might be able to kick off the bend and be hard to run down. The seven, which is Lucky Lucia, I think this horse can run well. Yet to get into placings in three career runs, but is improving at each start. A fourth at Nowra last time behind Down the River. And five, Rewarded Princess, is a mare I've got a little bit of time for. She's been placed 3 of 13. She's been up for a little while now. Whether she's getting towards the end of a prep, I'm not sure. But she's been ridden for speed the last couple, and she's been sticking on okay. 1, 3, 7, and 5.
All right, 5, Time of Glory, comes out of the fourth event. Now 3, 9's enough, 220. Number 6, Senator Rib, $4. 1, Highly Desired, $4.80, along with 4, Bo Hoffer. 8.50 for 2, Zutenant, and then 81 or better.
I've marked them 4, 3, 2, and 1, going with the local in Bo Hoffer here. And Alex Vandenbos trains this 7-year-old gelding by Bon Hoffer. I think his best is better than, you know, his opposition. He's just been out of the winner's circle for a little while. Well, he hasn't won this preparation. But he's ticking over nicely. I thought it was a good run at Dubbo last start when finishing fourth behind Smart Move, who was very impressive that day. He covered plenty of ground. He was 3 wide, no cover, which is not always the easiest thing to do at Dubbo when you're faced with that long straight. But he kept running on. He was only beaten a bit over 4 lengths, and the jockey did drop the whip over the last furlong there. So that probably didn't help, but he's got a good record on the home track. 5 starts at Orange for 2 wins and a minor placing. If he can just settle off the speed, I think he'll be strong late. 3.9's enough. Looks very hard to beat coming off a very good placing at Bathurst last time when second behind I Stole Your Love. She jumped well but got shuffled back and worked home well. 2 Zutenant could end up being the forgotten horse here. We're used to seeing him on the Bush Cup circuit. Now, won a number of those earlier in the year. Won at a Cumber Chance, I think might have won at Galagan Bone. He's a pretty tough horse and was very unlucky in a good quality sprint at Warren last start when held up for a run at a crucial stage. And 1 Highly Desired is formerly trained by Bjorn Baker. Now with Luke Hilton at Gosford, has trialled well leading into this first up assault. 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Now 1 Playard, 2 Highly Desired, 9, 3 9's enough, come out of the fifth event. Favourite here, 5 Speed Camber, 2 even, 4 Time of Glory, 2.30. 6 Rufio, 7 after that, 10 or better.
4, 5, 8, and 6, the numbers going with Time of Glory. Had the 2 wins from 15 career starts, resumed at Kembla Grange off a 16-week break, and was ridden quiet that day. Was very strong at the end of the 1,200 metres when finishing second to Allison of Tuffy. And that hasn't been the best form race, but I just think the opposition that he was meeting there at Kembla is probably better than what he's up against here today. He doesn't have a lot of early speed. Be interesting to see where he gets to from gate number 1. 5 Speed Camera was very, very impressive winning at Orange last start, but it was only a field of 3. She was ridden very, very quiet and had them gathered in on the point of the home corner. She was travelling that well. She's got good second up statistics. 8 Northern Conqueror, always a place chance. Ran on well at Warren last time, went fourth to the long run. And 6 Rufio is going really well. I've just got a slight question mark on the distance. Has been doing all of its recent racing over the 1,000 metres, goes up to 1,300 today. 4, 5, 8, and 6.
Now, 8 Rhythmo comes out of race 6, number 2. Mo and Jum is 290. 3 Empowered Madam, 310. 2 Alex Rose, 4. Number 5, Bensiri, 550. And then 12 or longer.
7, 3, 5, and 2. The tips going with Mo and Jum on top. Very strong late at the end of the 1,300 metres at Orange last start when finishing 4th behind First Responder. 1,300 up to the 1,600 today. The blinkers go on first time. She gets in quite light after Tom Sherry's claim. She'll do me, putting her on top over 3 Empowered Madam, who finished second at Clever Missile at Dubbo last start. Looked unlucky, finished off strongly, got into a little bit of a traffic problems mid-race. 5 Bansuri's always running on, coming off a 3rd placing at Bolt at Warren last start. And 2 Artie's Rose was second at Queen Bien last start, and certainly a must for your trifectas and first fours. Not too far away from the market in race 6, 7, 3, 5, and 2.
Now, race 7, and the favourite, we've got the scratchings here, 2 Bay Lane, 9 Never in Doubt. The favourite is 2 Defy at 270. Number 3, 5 Star Gal, 390. 4 Corinda Road, 420. 5 Bolt, 460. Number 1 Holy Empress, 750. And then 26 or longer.
4, 3, 1, and 2, the selections, going with the Corinda Road on top. Very honest middle distance horse. Pretty versatile type. Was ridden quiet when a late closing fourth to Bells and Bows at At Dubbo 2 starts back. Bells and Bows since come out and won the Cotton Cup at Warren, so that form looks okay. And then last start tried to lead all the way, went nabbed late over the Dubbo Mile, finished second, drops in weight today. Seniorita goes back on. Should get a nice run from a good draw. Our 3 5-star gal has got very good form around this trip. Was unlucky not to win at Warren last start, went second to Bolt. It was just held up a touch when the winner was able to build momentum, turning for home and just pinched a break. But 5-star gal was very strong at the end. At 1, Holy Empress, so this is certainly a winnable race for her. Just not sure how she's going at the moment. She was okay first up at Hawkesbury when placing behind Maggie Miss. And then just a little bit one pace at Goulburn last time. 2 to 5 coming off a big benchmark 50 win at Wagga last time, beating Cappuccino. This looks tougher, but is racing well. 4, 3, 1, and 2.
And the last 7, Tycoon Lily comes out. Number 8, Kootaloo is 290. 4, Sea Watch, 550. 1, Sky Mission, $6, along with 5, Dark Elixir. 2, Missile Miss, 7. After that, 10 or better.
Tough race to finish things off. 2, 8, 9, and 3 for me. Putting Missile Miss on top. All three of her runs have been rippers this preparation. 2 back scored an impressive win at Bathurst, defeating Skipper Joe and All Hollywood. Came from well back on the turn. Nice rails, hugging ride from Chelsea Ings that day. Last start at Hawkesbury. She got caught 4 wide, no cover back in the field, and she ran on steadily to be beaten 3.5 lengths by Super Longley in a stronger race. That was a benchmark 64. They did zip home their last 600 in 32.6, so it was always going to be hard for her to run down the leaders, given she'd had a tough run in transit. This looks a more suitable assignment for her today. She's going to need a little bit of luck from a bad draw, given her race pattern is to get back. But there's plenty of speed here, so she might have the final say. 8, Kootaloo looks a nice filly. Never on the track, went third to stablemate Corker at Canberra on debut, and then once again did it the hard way when covering ground, reeling into Dima here late in a fillies and mares maiden last start. Does drop 1.5 kilos back against the boys today. Dynamite Dan resumes here. He's been placed 2 or 5 first start. Bit of a track specialist. Always races well at Orange. And 3 SCB, an old warhorse who led them up and finished second to Oxel here at the last meeting. Get similar conditions today. Same track and distance, same grade, same weight. And I'm sure you'll get a similar result. 2, 8, 9, and 3.
What are your best there, Mick?
One best bet on the program comes up in race 6. I like 7, Moen Jump. I just think she'll be really suited getting out to the mile today.
All right, race 6, number 7. Good on you, Mick. We'll talk to you later on the whip around.
Thanks, Cozzy.